Good morning, Brookfield. Christ is risen.
He is risen,
he is risen indeed. Our scripture text this morning is taken from Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. Jesus has risen. After the Sabbath, at the dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus came to them. "Greetings," he said. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers, go to Galilee. There they will see me."
Then on the third, at break of dawn, the Son of
believe in the Son, the risen one.
I believe in the Son. I believe in the risen one.
Sing with me.
And I believe I overcome by the power of his blood.
I was dead.
I was dead in the grave. I was covered in sin and shame. I heard mercy call my name. He rolled the stone away. Amen. Amen. I'm alive because he lives. Amen. Amen. Let my soul
God. You may take your seats. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. And in that song, we said, amen, agreeing that, and it is so. Lord, your word is so, and we believe it this morning. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ that liveth within me. That's why we live this morning, because he lives. Our time of confession comes from James chapter 4. It says, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that he jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us? I'll say that again. He jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us. It's the Spirit that quickeneth us. It's the Spirit that gives us life. And Jesus, the Lord, jealously longs for that. But he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. So this morning, we want to humbly come before the Lord, acknowledging our sin, acknowledging our mess ups, acknowledging ourselves falling short of his glory. But he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The scripture goes on to say, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God. He will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Humble yourselves before the Almighty God this morning, And he has promised that with his resurrection, he will lift us up. In his resurrection, he will lift us up. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your sacrifice for us. We thank you for forgiving our sins. We thank you for restoring us to true fellowship with you. We thank you that we're able to worship you freely today because you lived, Jesus. Rest, rule, and abide in us. Have your way in us. We are alive because of you. Amen.
The head that once was crowned with thrones, his crown with glory now. The Savior kneeled to wash our feet. Now at his feet we bow.
One who wore our sin and shame, now robed in majesty, the radiance of perfect love, now shines for all. Your name is victory. Your praise will rise to Christ our King. Your name is victory. Your praise will rise to Christ our King. soldiers watched in vain.
His borrowed tomb was borrowed
for 3 days. His body there would not remain.
Oh, yeah.
Our God has robbed the grave.
Sing it out. Resurrected King, a hand of praise and glory. Scripture says that our resurrected King then went on to ascend into heaven. And from there, Scripture says that he is a placemaker. He goes to prepare a place for us. And I'll tell you what, that resurrection is a daily renewal for us by the power of the Holy Spirit, making a place, making a way until we join him in all eternity. Where we will sing, "Worthy is the Lamb. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." We're going to finish our time of worship this morning singing hallelujah.